And away we go. We're back for hour number two here on this Thursday, July 18th, 2019. 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, is going to stick around with us. Mary Ellen, it's so good to have you back in the studio after a little bit of an absence. Interesting times we live in.
Oh, yes, it is exciting.
Wanted to talk about the Democratic primary for president. The debate happened in late June. Let's start with the debate itself. Do you like that there are 40 people running?
40?
A lot of people.
Yes. Well, it'll whittle down, I'm sure. It is whittling down. Although somebody else got it in again the other day. You know, I'm always amazed it gets in at this point because it's kind of, but no, it's, I watched all 4 hours of it. People, my friends would say, I didn't watch that, but you know, I can't get away from politics. Yeah. I just love it.
It's fascinating.
Yes, it is.
Has there ever, I believe it is a record for a primary season for the debates to start to have this many candidates.
Yes, I think it probably is. I haven't heard them say that, but I'm sure it probably is. Unless way back in some time where we didn't know about, they had some enormous amount of people. You know, politics are fascinating, and I just can't get over how everything is just so not by the law anymore. It's just off the record. It isn't the way it should be. And it seems like nobody's forcing it to be the way it should be, because we're ruining our Constitution is what we're doing, and it's bad.
You have always been a great person to go to for guessing elections, election results, state results. Yeah. With how 30? Is there 30? I'm trying to get the... It's a lot of people running on the Democratic side.
Oh, I don't think it's 30.
It's not 30 yet?
I thought it was 25.
25.
You know, but somebody got in the other day, but then Stilwell dropped out, so I think it's still 25 around there.
I think he went... Let's start with him at the first debate, where he just couldn't get off. Joe Biden said he was going to patch the torch, and he never stopped talking about the torch all night. Now, that didn't go very well, hence he's out.
Yeah.
What did you make of that remark?
Who?
That he was saying Joe Biden's too old. I think that was the connotation behind that.
Yeah, well, he shouldn't have said that,
yeah.
Although that's what I feel. That's my feeling, that Joe Biden has... You've got the same situation that you had with Hillary. They've been in politics and in government all their life, and they've got all this stuff they have to answer for, and I want to see new blood in there.
Well, it's interesting because, obviously, the big standout of both of those debates, I do believe, was the second night. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris,
mm-hmm.
And I believe everybody's seen the clip, and it certainly, I think, has the poll numbers for Kamala have come up, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And essentially what she said is, if people hadn't heard it, she looked right at Joe Biden, and mm-hmm. she said, I'm not saying you're racist, but you voting against busing would have hurt me. It hurt me because I used busing to get where mm-hmm. I was going, and Joe Biden looked shocked. I'd never seen on it, but he's got a lot of facial expressions anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But he had no answer
mm-hmm.
on that stage.
She got him. Yeah.
What do you think happened? Did he think they weren't going to go for him being the front runner?
I don't know what he thought, but he didn't handle it very well. But she's very impressive. I've been impressed with her from the very beginning, and I just keep watching her and Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren is very impressive too.
When it came to that comment, is that Joe Biden's big Achilles heel? that he spoke at Strom Thurmond's funeral, that he did vote against things like this. It was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, but he did it. Should that be held? Should Joe Biden be held accountable for something he did 40 years ago?
You know, I don't hardly feel that's the thing that should be. I sat at a table with Strom Thurmond at it was a big gold meeting in Canada. Strom Thurmond was at my table and some other segregationists too. And over at the next table was H.W. Bush, and it was a very interesting meeting, and they're talking about gold, and that was very interesting.
Now, this is interesting to me. Yeah. Strom Thurmond and H.W. Bush, and you were at the same party?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like the normal group that would get together.
No, I was really glad to be invited to this, and I was absorbing all this because it was terrific. Yeah.
What did you make of Strom Thurmond? A lot of people, like Joe Biden, said they liked him.
Oh, he is a nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't agree with him, but he was a nice guy. Yeah.
Sitting there with him, was that in your mind? Is that the thing?
Oh, I thought of all the segregationist stuff, and I'm looking at him, you know, listening to everything. He seemed, of course, nothing came up about that, and he's just a nice person.
Are people in general nice people? Is there somebody who you have ever met who was of high profile? You don't have to tell us who it is, but that you walked away saying, ooh, nasty person.
Let me think. I can't think of anybody right now, but I'm sure there has been. Mostly people are really nice, you know. Now it seems like things are so extreme. I don't think anything's like it was when I ran.
When Kamala Harris said, "I'm not saying you're a racist," and so on and so forth, was that what she was saying? What was she trying to say?
Well, she was trying to prove to the public that she was a strong person and could handle herself against Trump. I think that was her main objective. She saw something that where she could go with it, and I kept I kept thinking I was bused too. I was bused to Harding. And I would have to walk in halfway through homeroom, and everybody called me farmer, and I could understand how people would feel, you know.
So you were bused from the Elgin area?
I didn't live in Elgin area then. When I grew up, I was in Morrill Kirkpatrick area, and I could either go to Morrill or go to Harding. And so the bus wouldn't get us there in time for the beginning of school. And it was embarrassing, you know, to walk in halfway through homeroom.
You know, it's when you have been in politics, as you say, you've been in politics since, this is the 50th anniversary for you.
Yes.
69.
My 50th, my 25th, and we've celebrated all this.
We certainly have. And you got into politics the year men walked on the moon.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes. I was running for school board, and at that particular time, I couldn't remember what I was doing when they walked on the moon, but... Yeah, running for school board, I worked really hard at it. I was going door to door. So,
well, it's interesting because there are a lot of similarities between you and Joe Biden in that way that you have been in politics a long time. You both are from the Democratic Party of that era, 60s, mm-hmm. 70s, 80s,
yeah.
90s,
yeah.
2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something in your past that you think now, I shouldn't have voted for that. I shouldn't have went along with that. That would not be acceptable today, like Joe Biden's running into. That at the time, busing was not a big deal, but
well,
now it is.
Yeah, you know, the only thing that I think about is when I was on the school board, I would have handled things a little bit differently than I did at that time. But I didn't have the knowledge that I have now, you know. Now, you take that into effect with Joe Biden, all that knowledge and the change of the situation and everything, maybe those things, you know, don't matter that much. It's just, it isn't that so much as that I think he's at an age where he should not be running. When you get to be that age, you're just not quite up to it like you are when you're younger.
Being, people are saying, and I think this is why so many Democrats are running, that this is going to be an important election. It is the re-election of President Trump. People either feel the country's going really well, it seems, or they feel it's going worse than it's ever gone before.
Yeah.
Will you be out campaigning in this election? Will you do? Ohio's always a big state in these elections. Donald Trump won it last time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to throw all your support and effort behind the Democratic nominee?
Probably am, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think a Democrat can win Ohio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. You see, all the things that Trump promised hasn't happened. So I would think that Ohio could be going the other way. And my daughters will all get out and campaign. I know they will, because they really believe wholeheartedly in trying to do something about this, on what's happening to our country. You know.
2020 will be, interestingly enough, the 100th anniversary of the first election presidential that women had the right to vote. Does that make it significant, being what you have done for women in your career?
Mm-hmm.
First woman on the Elgin School Board 50 years ago.
Right. The first woman county treasurer.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And, yes, things have changed tremendously in just a short time, but we're still trying to get women in politics, and that's the reason I'm so excited. We've got all these women running. The two that seem to be doing well, though, is Elizabeth Warren and what's her name?
Kamala. Yeah.
Kamala Harris, yeah.
Do you think that because of this 2020, that because it is the 100th anniversary, that a woman could be the nominee,
yeah,
again?
I think it's very possible, yeah.
Are you surprised when you look? It's interesting to think that women have not even had the right to vote for 100 years yet.
Yeah, right.
And also the fact that you were the first woman on the Elgin School Board, first county treasurer in the 60s and 70s. Did you think in 2019, 50 years later, that we still would not have a woman president, that a woman would only get the nomination of the party, a major party, one time in that 50-year period?
Yeah, you didn't think that, but you looked at the possibilities of who could do it, and it takes a long time to build a reputation in politics, and some people can do it faster than others, I might add. It seems like the people that are running now, they've been there long enough. They know government. They know what they're doing. And it was somebody had said something to, there was some remark that maybe Biden would want Kamala Harris as his running mate. And she said, well, maybe he could be my running mate, you know. Yeah.
And I think maybe that was the motivation behind her swipe at the...
Right.
Do you consider that? Because a lot of people the next day, for all the momentum it gained, Kamala, to make that remark, a lot of people were saying that was below the belt.
Oh, they thought it was?
I heard some people say that, some analysts.
Oh, I didn't think so. No.
If Joe Biden gets the nomination... He still is the front runner after that, even after that debate. If he gets the nomination, is that going to come back to haunt him, the video of Kamala Harris saying that to him and him having no answer?
The Republican Party might use it in their ads. Yeah, I could very well see that. Yeah.
Do the Democrats have to be careful? Because last time, I think Hillary Clinton wrote it in her book, and I think many people felt it, that Bernie did a lot too much damage to her in the primary, and that was one of the reasons that she could not win in the main. Do Democrats have to be cognizant not to do damage to each other?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't want to see them tearing each other up.
Do you have a favorite in this bunch right now?
Well, I've got, you know, I'm watching everything, and I've got some favorites, but not any one favorite. Yeah, I just think any of them could do a better job than what's being done. Yeah.
Is there one who you've been surprised about, who's come on the scene and you've said, oh, that could be the nominee?
Well, I was interested in Kamala Harris a year ago. I remember saying to someone, I'm really watching her. And every time I see her on television, she continues to impress me.
If the Democratic primary was tomorrow, and these were all, if all these people were still in there, they won't be, but if they were, would you have a clear mind of the person you would vote for right now in the Democratic primary?
Well, I don't think I would have a clear mind yet. I think we need to wait a little bit longer.
What are you waiting to hear in the primary? What is important to you?
Well, you just have to listen to them, and after you hear people long enough, you can figure out whether you would support them or not. You know, that's the way I've always handled that. They have to click with what I believe, and when I get that person, then I'll go with them, you know.
So far, just with campaigning in one debate, who have you been most impressed with and least impressed with?
Well, least impressed with it. Not very many of them impressed me. But I would say Kamala Harris impressed me the most. And you know, I know Marianne Williamson. I went on a cruise with her to Greece when we had our 50th wedding anniversary.
Really?
And I was shocked when I saw her in the race. And yeah, she had a big church in Michigan when she did that. Now I think she's out in California. And, you know, they made remarks about her. They were kind of laughing about her, which I didn't think they should be doing. But, yeah, and I don't care for Steyer. He bothers me. I can't understand why. But he got in the race, you know, and I'm just not his supporter at all.
Interestingly enough, here in Ohio, we do have a person running from Ohio.
Yes, Tim Ryan.
Tim Ryan.
Yeah.
What do you make? He didn't make the debates, did he? Was he in the first one?
He was in the second. I think the second one.
They didn't give him much time, did they?
No, well, he didn't have. He was last. I think he was in the first. I can't remember which one now. But I think he was the last person they asked a question of, because they got into it, you know, with others, and then finally got to him. And now he's going to be in the next debate. He announced it the other day, so he's in the next debate.
Being in Ohio, being an Ohio resident, yeah. Does he impress you any?
Well, I like Tim Ryan. I don't think he's going to be president, you know, but I like him as a person.
Are any of these people in your mind, do you look at them and say, that'd be a good vice president because of the state they're from, the mm-hmm. fact that they're up there? Is there anybody who strikes you that way?
You know, I haven't thought in those terms yet. I'm just looking at the one to be president, and you have to get that balance, you know, and that's so important. Yeah. I like these governors too that are running. I think they're very good. The guy from Montana and Colorado, they impress me. Yeah.
Why is it that all of a sudden, because I don't remember this before, and maybe I'm wrong, that mayors are running? We have mm-hmm. de Blasio,
yeah,
we
right.
have Buttigieg.
Yeah.
Used to be that people would say, well, a mayor, mm-hmm. you know, they don't have enough to go from the mayor of a city or a town
yeah.
to president.
Yeah.
But now we've got a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it did surprise me, but the situation, you know, everybody is so upset about what is happening that they want to get in and see something change, and so that's what's happening. Everybody wants to change it.
Do the Democrats have to stay away from the idea of just running against Donald Trump? Was that Hillary Clinton's mistake that nobody really knew what her message was, that she just basically was not Donald Trump?
Well, I think it was the emails that and Comey that knocked her out. I think Comey had as much to do with it as anything, but that email thing was terrible.
You know, her husband, Bill Clinton, President Clinton, had, you know, one of the most famous campaign slogans. It wasn't on his bus or anything, but, you know, it's the economy, stupid, was
yeah.
that whole election.
Yeah, right.
And that resonated
yeah,
with people.
Right.
And
right.
throughout a sitting president,
yeah.
George H.W. Bush. What was Hillary Clinton's message?
You know, you just can't figure it out, can you?
Which is strange
yeah,
because you think her husband
yeah.
would have said, you know, you
yeah.
need a message. So do the what is the Democratic Party's message right now?
You know, they are trying to say, you know, table basic things like jobs and but I think there needs to be a lot of work in the I don't like the person that's running the Democratic Party now. I don't think he's effective, and we've got all these wonderful people running for office, and I think any one of them could be a better leader in the Democratic Party. Some of them ought to be running for Senate, you know, take over the Senate, for gosh sakes. That's where the problem is.
Well, it's interesting because that is one of the big problems, I think, with the Democrats now. People will say what they want about President Trump, but you know his slogan,
mm-hmm.
Make America Great Again.
Yeah.
It's on hats. It's mm-hmm. become an acronym, MAGA.
MAGA, yeah.
MAGA. We all know what it is.
Yeah.
Now, it means different things to different people, but people get it. The Democratic Party, it used to be the working class people party. I remember that they wanted, like Bill Clinton said, it's the economy. We need
yeah.
middle class and all this. When did that go away? When did that stop being their message? That their message now is $15 minimum wage, and their message is free college, and their message is health care.
Well, yeah, health care and making sure that families can manage the things that need to be done, but there's no strong leadership. It's just the people running for president that are the leadership right now. And that guy that's the head, he gets on once in a while on television, but he doesn't have any effect on me, you know.
Perez, isn't that his
yeah,
name?
Yeah, Perez. Yeah.
I think he was on this show once.
Oh, was he?
I believe
I
so.
I tell you, you have them all. You do. I'm always amazed.
He was on, and
what did you think of him?
I thought he was a guest, and there wasn't a whole lot more there
yeah.
that I remember.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't quite.
They had a big fight about the winning of that, him and this other guy. I can't remember the other guy's name, but it was a real battle.
I think he tries. I think he tried to sound animated when he was on, but
yeah,
I
but
don't.
Yeah.
Well, it's, I don't know. It's an interesting thing because I, who is the head of the Democratic Party right now?
Well, the person that's the head of the Democratic Executive Committee, that's the guy, and that's Perez.
But who is the head to the people? You know, certainly Donald Trump is the head of the Republicans.
Well, I think you would say that Hillary still is, but the party wouldn't say that.
Where is her place in 2020? They all met with her. I don't think we've talked about that.
That's interesting.
Why did they all go meet with, even Joe Biden, went to her house. They all went to her house.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe there's anyone who didn't and met with her. Why do you think that was?
Well, she's an important part of the Democratic Party, and that's just respect. That's respect. Yeah.
There right now, it's kind of changed as time has went on. It used to be there were a lot of living Republican presidents and not many Democratic, because there was a long stretch where there wasn't a Democratic president. Mm-hmm. Now, because of longevity and Democratic presidents being in, you have Jimmy Carter, who's still alive. You have Bill Clinton, who's still alive. And you have President Obama, who's still alive. And I think more likely than not, and we all hope that they'll all be alive at the next election. Do they matter, or are they much like the Republicans from the last election? No, Bushes, none of them were out there supporting Trump. Will these Democrats be out there, these former presidents, or will the party say that's not the progressives, that's the old Democratic Party? We don't need them.
Well, Obama said they would support the nominee, and that's what you do usually. You don't want to get involved in a primary when you're at that level.
What did you make of Jimmy Carter saying that President Trump was illegitimate?
Well, I thought it was correct. Yeah.
Were you surprised at that?
I was, but he says it like it is, and I think it surprised him when he said it, really, a little bit, yeah.
What do you think? Jimmy Carter is still not seen as a great president, but he is probably seen, president-wise, as a great person because of his long life, the fact that he still teaches Sunday school, that he's accessible. What is it about Jimmy Carter that has allowed him, after a bad presidency, and I think most people would say it was a bad presidency, to now be a beloved person? What is that, in your opinion?
Well, it's his age, and it's his personality, and what he's done since he was president. He's really did a lot with Habitat of Humanity, and that's a really good project. And he's also got the project he has in Africa. Jimmy Carter he's been a really respectable person.
Are the Clintons at this point with Hillary having been a nominee? It's very unique, the Clintons, because you have Hillary, who was the nominee, but who didn't win. You have President Clinton, who was president for two terms, but it's been a while ago now. Are they people who the nominee should want out there campaigning for them?
Well, that would be up to the nominee, you know? Maybe some would want it and some wouldn't. It would depend. I think if Al Gore had had Bill Clinton campaigning for him, he'd have won. Hey, did you notice that Supreme Court justice that just died had been the one that made the decision against Gore? Yes, I thought, gee whiz.
Stevens.
Yes.
Yeah. That was the one... You were in office.
Yes.
And we're going to continue with Al Gore.
Right. Hey, I've got some news
I wanted to
tell you. When I was state treasurer, I was in this organization called NASACT, National Association of Auditors, Comptrollers, and Treasurers. Well, they called me the other day, and I'm going to be in their Hall of Fame.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, they had a little trouble finding me, but yeah, it's in Scottsdale, Arizona, and it's August 20th. And so I'm kind of excited about that.
That's great.
Yeah.
So there'll be a ceremony in Arizona?
Yeah, there'll be a ceremony. Yeah, well, I was president 30 years ago of that organization, and we went to Poland. Poland had just got out of communism, and we brought Polish people here to train them, So it's going to be interesting. Of course, I don't think there'll be anybody there that I know, because the director died that was there, and the person, she was a real good friend of mine that was their manager, and I called her to see if she's going to be there, but she's not. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, it's going to be exciting. My daughter's going to go with me. My granddaughter lives out there in Scottsdale.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I'll get to see where she lives. And
this will come up in the next few months?
Yes. Next, we'll go in August, about the 18th, we're going to go.
And I do want to mention this. I started to in the first hour. Your museum is still mm-hmm. out at Primrose.
Yes.
And you will take people through it.
Mm-hmm.
All people have to do is call Primrose, and they'll get the message to you, and
yes.
you'll call them, and
yeah.
you can set that up. And you take schools through and
yes.
groups through.
Yeah. Also, I'm speaking Saturday night at the Harding Symposium.
Oh!
Yes. Women. It's women in government, and so I'm excited about that.
What will you try to convey on Saturday night?
I just telling my experiences and what I dealt with. I'm going to show some pictures too. But the fact of the progress and how I handled the situations, I think people really don't have any idea what I went through. You know.
Well, it's important to talk about this because this is history. And as I've always said, we record everything on this station. You really are a pioneer for women in politics.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? Because we still talk about it to this day, that women don't get a fair shake in politics.
Yeah,
and
right.
What was it like then?
Well, it was, you know, they were saying the other day, they said people were asking, could there be a woman president? And I remembered when I was running for school board, everybody was asking the men on the school board, could a woman be on the school board? They were asking what they thought, you know. And the same thing. And the gal that called me from the Marion Star, she said, well, was your mother excited to vote? And I said, well, she probably was. I don't know. My mother was not in politics and very, very far from it, really. So
now, you've said before, you never, that was not your aspiration.
Well, I didn't have any idea that I would ever do that. I said, I've done a lot of things in my life I never expected to do.
You were into music, though.
Yes.
A lot
I,
of people.
Yeah, I yeah. was into trying to get a scholarship, you know, and that didn't work out. But I think that everything else worked out pretty well.
And you also paint?
Yes, uh-huh. But I don't anymore. But I've had a really good life, and I appreciate that, you know. So.
At this point in your life, when you look at it, what do you think? When you look back at your life?
Oh, I think, boy, I had a great time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really did. I did some things that were really hard for me to do. You know, the speeches before a huge crowd, and it was very hard in the beginning. No problem now, you know. You do it enough, you get used to it, and I appreciate watching people that are going through that and understanding what they're dealing with. Yeah.
What is the biggest obstacle you faced in your career?
Well, where I was from, probably, because they felt you should be from Columbus or Cleveland or Cincinnati to run for a statewide office. And they told me that. They said, you won't have a chance. Yeah, you know. And, yeah, it's... And it doesn't matter. Well, the governor's from a little burg, you know. He's not from any big city. Yeah, it's just how you handle things and what happens.
Yeah. It just kind of goes along with time.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the time when you were serving in national government under President Clinton, what were those times like? That was a busy time in the United States.
Oh, yeah. The economy was doing great. His presidency was great, and it's such a shame that it's being remembered in the way that it's remembered.
Well, that's interesting. I was going to ask you about that. What do you think is the reflection of Bill Clinton at this point?
Well, they keep bringing up, about the impeachment and everything, and it was really, it wasn't that much... on our minds when I was there. It didn't seem like I was worried about it. Isn't that weird, you know?
Do you remember where you were when that impeachment vote came down?
No, I don't remember. I was so busy, and it seemed like all of that was going on, and it wasn't affecting how I felt. Yeah.
What was Bill Clinton, is Bill Clinton like for people?
He's a really nice guy. I really like him. And I always had a lot of respect for him. Yeah.
Who, in your opinion, is the greatest political mind that you ever saw operate?
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm. I am so impressed with Roosevelt. I just read another book about him, and I'm trying to think of her name that writes all the good historical books.
Doris.
Doris, that's the one. Yeah. You got it. But I think Roosevelt handled things so well. And, the war and everything, you just...
He was just a tremendous president. Yeah. Do you think kids know about Roosevelt now?
Probably not. No, probably not. I just got another ornament for my museum. And this year it's Eisenhower. And he was the first president to ride in a helicopter.
Is that right?
Yeah, so it's a helicopter. Yeah, the ornament. Yeah. Well, yes, I was anxious to see what it was going to be. And so let's see, next year, let's see, who do we have after Eisenhower?
That would be Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy. Yeah, Kennedy.
When you look back at Kennedy, people's... You were around during his presidency.
Oh, yeah.
Why does he have such a reverence with people?
He was so, he was such a personality and so charismatic. Yeah. And Clinton was, too. I mean, that personality, Celeste had it when he was governor of Ohio. It's that, you just like him. Yeah.
Because certainly we have President Obama, and we have President Bush, and we have President Carter, and we've had four. What was it about Bill Clinton that there were investigations after investigations, mm-hmm. his wife?
Oh, it never stopped.
It never stopped.
The Republicans were upset because he beat George Bush, and they just wouldn't leave him alone. And it was the same with Obama. They were just upset because he won, and they don't leave him alone. And now, here, look what we got. Yeah.
Do you think that President Obama is somebody that the Democrat will want to have out on the campaign trail, or is he seen as a divisive figure? Hillary Clinton turned into a divisive figure.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see who it is and how they feel about it, you know. It'd probably depend on the person.
What's the biggest issue facing this country right now? What's the biggest issue the next president, whoever it is, will have to face?
Well, what bothers me the most is what they've done to the Constitution and the not following the law. I think it's terrible how it's all been bent out of shape, and that bothers me terribly.
What do you make of this period? Because years from now,
we'll read about it.
People will look back on it, and they'll do what they do with it.
Yeah.
How do you think people are going to reflect of this time?
Well, I hope it doesn't become a pattern. You know, that's what worries me, that he's set all these ways of doing things that aren't right and got away with it. Is somebody else going to come along and do the same thing? They can get away with it too. And I think that's what the people in Congress have to be so careful about. And I don't think, somehow they're not getting it. They're not doing what they need to do.
Obviously, you did not vote for President Trump. But what was it about him?
Well, they thought he would change things. They were upset about the way things were. The way they treated Obama, they made up their mind they weren't going to let him get anything passed. And you just don't like to see your government operate that way. And all of that, they thought Trump could come in there and make a difference. And then they found out that he couldn't. Yeah.
Does Hillary Clinton, because she's not running again, does she go down in history as an Eleanor Roosevelt type, or does she go down in history as a tragic figure because of the last election?
Well, she's not an Eleanor Roosevelt. Eleanor Roosevelt was admired.
But people did hate her in her time.
Yes. But I don't think overall they did.
Why do people hate Hillary? They do.
I can't understand that. I never could understand that because she's a good person. And I think to think that Russia did this to her, you know, they did.
Is that the tragedy of her life?
Yeah,
that
it is.
You can do nothing about it.
That's that and the way things happened here, but they were the ultimate problem. And you find out more and more every day. I don't think we've found out all of it yet, you know.
Well, it's she's interesting to me because I look at Eleanor Roosevelt, and she certainly did a lot of great things. But you look at Hillary. She was a first lady.
Mm-hmm.
She was a sitting first lady who ran for Senate. First lady to ever run for office.
Yeah.
And won.
Yeah.
She was a senator in New York during 9/11, the biggest terrorist attack in the country. She was the first lady ever to run for office, president. That had never happened. She'll always go down as the first woman to get the nomination by a major party to be on the ballot. She was Secretary of State when Osama bin Laden was captured and killed. And yet she's a tragic figure in history. Certainly on the whole, she did more than Eleanor Roosevelt did.
Oh, yes. But, yes, she did.
But yet she's... Those aren't the things they go to with her.
No, that's true.
They go to the bad.
Yes. And it's a study. Yeah, you just don't understand it.
Is... First ladies, just real quickly here. Who in your lifetime was the greatest first lady? Who did you really like?
That takes some thought. Well, I thought Rosalind Carter was a good first lady. Let's see. Yeah, I would say probably Rosalind Carter. She had a lot to do with the job, you know.
When you look back at your career, is there anything you would have done differently?
Well, yes, I'd probably done some things differently, and I'd probably screwed it up.
You know, having positions of such power, treasurer of Ohio, Marion County treasurer, were you ever nervous? Was it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. When I was running for the office, I'd go home and shake. I mean, I was so nervous. I was scared when I found out how bad the office was being run and what I had to deal with, that embezzlement, you know.
Well, it's interesting, before we wrap up here, and it's always a lot of fun, when you look back, because you only did not win one election, obviously it didn't hurt you.
I wasn't supposed to be there.
Right. You ended up on the highest level.
Yeah.
For your field, and only one of two people from Marion, Ohio to ever do it. That being said, Democrats do have trouble winning elections right now. Now, maybe that'll change and they'll win
it
again.
Probably will.
But what's your advice? You won elections. You mm-hmm. won them on the local level. You won them on the state level. And what is the advice? How do they win? How do they do what you did?
Well, they do everything they can to reach the public. I noticed that when I ran, some of the people didn't work very hard at it. They didn't. I said I was the only person that did black radio, and they never forgot it. And I went to all these county fairs, and you got free radio and you got free television. I didn't have money, you know. But then when they start to realize that you might win, then you can raise money. And money is everything pretty much when you're running for office. But that's the reason I look at how they're raising money here, all of the candidates. And that's the reason I think that Mayor Pete is doing pretty good to raise that much money.
He's got a certain appeal with people.
Yeah, he's very impressive. And you know, I'm always impressed with a Rhodes Scholar. I'm impressed with the fact that he's been in the military the way he has. And all of that is really good. You know, it's good experience before you're president. And that's what I was impressed with some of the people running for state office the last time, if they had been in the military. And women that have been in the military is an extra boost, really, I think. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of those women. That one from Hawaii, she was impressive, but she's not getting anywhere. Yeah.
How long do you think it'll take, real quick, for this crowd to winnow down? Is it going to happen before the first primary, or will people stick in that long?
I thought they'd be leaving before now, but they're not. They're evidently, I don't see how they all can raise so much money. There's evidently a lot of money out there. And that's the secret. When they can't make the next debate, I don't know who's in the next debate, except I do know that Ted Ryan said he's in it, so.
Do you think President Trump can win again?
Oh, yeah, he can win. That's what's scary, yeah.
Of your lifetime, which was the most shocking election result?
I think the second term of George Bush. I was shocked on that one, really. I never thought he'd win a second term.
Against John Kerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an interesting one.
Yeah.
Mary Ellen, time always goes by so fast.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
It doesn't feel like 2 hours.
Well, I really enjoy being on here, Scott.
I
know I've been busy, too, and so I appreciate the chance to be here.
Well, I hope you come back with us often, because as this progresses, it's always fun to talk and see what's going on with you. And congratulations on the award. That's great.
Yes, I'm excited about it.
That's tremendous. Yeah. And also get to see your granddaughter where she lives.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
Uh-huh.
Also, don't forget, Mary Ellen's Museum is here in Marion at Primrose. Just call Primrose and they will get the message to her, and she will contact you, and she will take you through it. And you can ask questions about the great things that are in there. And that's really neat, because when you can see history with the person who lived it, that's a rare opportunity. So take advantage of that. We'll be back tomorrow with more programming, and there'll be more coming up in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
Please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. Marion Courtman's, located on Fairfax Road, offering newly updated one-bedroom apartments with laundry.